welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for listening to this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Steve Slayton is done for the season. He's on the injured reserve, so a new starter at running back has emerged. It's going to be Chris Brown this weekend, but Ryan Moats should get more carries as well, and we'll see some of Arian Foster and Chris Henry. Moats talked about those new responsibilities.
I'm ready to go. You know, I'm preparing myself to be successful.
Is it tough to lose Steve at this
point? Of course.
Point?
Anytime you lose anybody, you know, it's tough to lose them. So I wish them, you know, the best, and, you know, I'm always there for them. So.
Have you and Chris talked about maybe the load being bigger now or what y'all have to do?
Well, we're going to go out and just run. You know, I try to make it simple. Try to not complicate things and just run the ball when your number's called and block when it's time to block.
Do you think maybe it's been some sort of, like, a little bit of overthinking with not being as successful as maybe y'all wanted to be in the running game this year?
No, I mean, you know, sometimes things happen and sometimes things that you can't control. But, you know, personally, I'm just going to concentrate on one thing at a time and not try to overthink anything.
When you look at Seattle's defense, what do you see there for you guys to be successful?
Of course, you see an athletic defense. I mean, we face this similar defense all year long. So we just have to, you know, be on top of everything that we need to be on top of and pick everything up.
Ryan, how difficult is it? You've had a role that you've been thinking it's time to play, and not quite sure, and sometimes we've all thought you were going to play a lot, and then Chris Brown plays more, et cetera. How difficult is it for you to be ready and then be ready?
Well, I mean, I prepare, even if I'm not playing, I prepare like I'm going to play, you know, and it's all about patience, I think. You have to just be patient about it and know your role and play your role, and your time will come.
When you've been in there, you've showed great burst and hard running. Do you feel like, you know, hopefully you can either continue that, or do you know if either Chris Brown or you starts, or how does it matter?
I don't know, and I really don't even make that a concern for me. I just, you know, when I'm called, I go out there and I run hard as I can every time, every play.
As running backs, do you guys kind of, I mean, running game's been a hard thing this season. It hasn't been consistent at all. Do you guys take that personal?
Of course. I mean, it's our job. I mean, it's our passion. This is what we've been doing since you was a little kid. So, of course, you want to be successful in the run game, and we're going to keep working to do that.
You guys have had, you guys, 4 games left. The last 2 games you guys called must wins and didn't get the wins. How difficult is it to keep the positivity, I guess, going around here?
Well, I mean, you know, I've said it before. That's the difference between a gladiator and a regular person, you know. If you're going to lay down, or you're going to go out and fight.
Foster is a rookie from Tennessee. He played a bit during the preseason, hasn't seen any game action, but regardless, he says he's ready to go, whether it's 70 touches or 5.
What do you think you're capable of doing, and have they said how much you may or may not be used?
They said I'm going to play. So whether that means 70 snaps or 5 snaps, I'm gonna go out there and play every snap like it's my last. And that's what you have to do to play this game at a high level.
I don't want any specifics, but are there any types of plays that you like better, like when you get your number called more than some others?
Well, I'm a running back, so I like running plays.
Right, right. No, right, but like traps, draws, stuff like that.
Oh, we're a zone-blocking offense, so, planning to run some zones. So they don't really, you know, I'm not in any for any special situations or anything like that. I'm just going to, when my number's called, I'm going to do my job.
Chris Henry was pulled up off the practice squad this week. He joined the 53-man roster, and he's excited to be a part of the football team.
I like where I'm at, and I like how things are going. So, you know, everything's positive.
This might be just a generic question, but what do you think of the system here and working with Chick and this offense?
Well, I like it. I like it just because, you know, the schemes and everything that they're running is more of a, you know, concrete. They know exactly what they want. You know, as opposed to other cases where, you know, teams may not know what they want here, you know, they know exactly what they require of you. And, you know, if you're able to execute that and help the team, then, you know, you benefit from that.
You excited about being active on Sunday?
Definitely. Definitely excited about every opportunity to get out on the field. So definitely.
Excited about hitting somebody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely excited to put the pads on. You know, if I, uh, if I'm able to knock somebody out, we'll see what happens.
How much better do you think you might be as a runner as compared to, you know, last time you hit the field in a game?
Oh, man. Last time I ran the ball was, you know, preseason. I did fairly well in preseason, and I think now, you know, I'm leagues ahead of where I was just as far as, you know, my reads and recognition and reaction and things like that. So, yeah, I think I'm a lot further ahead.
Being able to watch from the outside, why do you think the running game hasn't been as successful as it could have been this year?
I wouldn't, you know, consider it a not as successful. I think when you have the type of backs that we have here, the expectation is so high because everybody has such an ability. You know, everybody has a amazing ability, and you know, you expect so much. So I think that's what it is, more or less, not being successful, but knowing what you have the potential to do.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Football Town.